Dunkling monkeys. Good point. This is Motor, where we tell you what's going on around town and encourage you to get out and support live music. We've got Tracy Cash Thomas coming up at the top of the hour. And I'm trying to see if we got time for any more music. We might have time for one more calendar song. How about, well, we don't have, that's problem with some of these MySpace songs, or they are 5 and 6 minutes long. We've got something happening at the Belmont Saturday night. Nice to see they're getting music in the weekends there again. This is a band called the Ashleys doing In My Sight, and they are going to be playing with Sound and Fury and the Rugs, who were on the Motor Live Drive a couple weeks ago, and they are going to be playing the Belmont Saturday night. Let's give a listen to the Ashleys, and we'll be back in a matter of minutes with the Live Drive at 5 with Tracy Cash Thomas today on the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn. Well, this isn't really appropriate music to be playing right before Tracy Cash Thomas will be coming in on the Live Drive at 5 in just a matter of a few seconds. But again, that was the Ashleys, In My Sight, and they're playing Saturday night at the Belmont with the Rugs and Sound and Fury. It's been a pleasure telling you what's happening around town, and it's going to be even more fun and coming up. Right now, we've got Tracy Cash Thomas in the house, and we're going to bring her up and say hello.
Hello.
Oh, I love when things work out right.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it's so nice to have you here on this beautiful day.
Oh, it is beautiful. It's great to be here. Thank you.
And, you're Tracy Cash Thomas again, and you're going to be playing this weekend, I believe, at the Trinity House?
That's right, Saturday night.
Well, congratulations. That's a great venue.
Oh, yeah. It's really one of my favorites.
They're a good group of people. Can we hear something from you?
Sure.
Get the show started.
Sure. Sounds good. Going to do a little groovy little number here. This is called Walls.
Okay.
Truly can begin. Yeah. We've all got a job to do, to look out
outside ourselves and to see each other through, yeah, yeah. Cause life's not easy for anyone, no. But if we work together, we'll have our day out in the sun. Day out in the sun. We've got to break down those walls. We gotta break them down, just break them down. We gotta break down those walls. We gotta break them down. We've got to break down those walls. We gotta break them down, just break them down. We gotta break down those walls for one and all. Oh, 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 yes, we do now. Whoa, oh, everyone, 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 yeah. Children wandered so far from home, yeah. Oh, but that's not how it should be, no. Well, I'll take the load off you if sometimes you're there for me. If you're there for me, yeah. We've got to break down those walls. We gotta break them down, just break them down. We gotta break down those walls. We gotta break them down. We've gotta break down those walls. We gotta break them down, just break them down. We gotta break down those walls for one and oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. We've got to help each other cope. We gotta help each other hope. Well, it's not always easy. No, it ain't always no. Hanging there with me, we can work this out together. Cause there ain't no I and we. We gotta break down those walls. We gotta break them down, just break them down. We gotta break down those walls. We gotta break them down. We've gotta break down those walls. We gotta break them down, just break them down. We gotta break down those walls for one and all. We've got to break down those walls. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We gotta break down, break down. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got to break down those walls. We gotta break them down, just break them down. Break down those walls for one and all. For one and all. For one and all.
What a great message.
Thank you so much.
And so glad to have you back in the studio, Tracy.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's always such a pleasure.
In fact, Margaret mentioned you're playing at the Trinity House this Saturday.
That's correct.
Now, isn't that a CD release party?
That is actually a CD release show. That's correct.
You got a brand new CD?
It's brand spanking new.
Whoa.
It's hot off the presses. Still sizzling. It's called Sound Truth. Yes. And, yep, and we'll be celebrating that Saturday night. And I'm also happy to say that my good friend, wonderful singer-songwriter Luke Sayers will also be performing. He'll be opening for us that night. So it should be a great night of music. We're looking forward, probably doing a couple tunes together. And just, it should be a great night of music.
Right. Well, that's what life is all about.
That's
all those
right.
Great things in life.
That's right.
And it's nice you're premiering your brand new CD right here on WHFR.
Yeah, it's great. Wouldn't have it any other way.
That last song, was that off your new CD?
Yes, yes, that is off the new CD. Yep.
And that's something you wrote yourself?
Yes. Everything on the CD is they're all original tunes that I've written. So.
Well, last year in 2009, you were nominated for several awards for the Detroit Music Award for your last CD. And you won for Best Jazz Vocalist of the Year.
Right.
And this is an amazing CD. I've had it in my car for the last week, Sound Truth. And I imagine we'll be seeing you next year at the Michigan Music Awards with this one.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of you.
It's just got a real top first-class, you know, quality sound, and the writings are moving. And in fact, there's one on there that you did when you were on the Motor Live Drive back early in January of 2008, the Zoe, Hold My Hand Zoe.
Oh, did I really?
You performed that. It's very, very different, but you did it for us 2 years ago almost. So
wow.
It's a pleasure having you back.
Thank you. Oh, I guess it's about time I recorded that one. Wow. Got to get moving.
So you have some more for us.
I sure do. Let's see. I have what I call my anti-cranky song, not to be confused with a cranky song. This is called Bubble.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. I enjoy this one.
You.
I can really relate to this.
I know. It's amazing how many people do relate. I introduce the tune and I get blank faces. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I break into it and I see people nodding like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Tracy Cash Thomas on the Live Drive at 5 with Bubble.
What to do when everyone around can't do nothing else but bring me down. Well, I just can't avoid them. How I wish they'd go away. So unhappy with the lots they're dealt. I just can't relate. It's never how I felt. Well, they just keep complaining, so I smile and turn the other way. Yeah, yeah. It makes me want to move into a bubble where no downers are allowed, and neither is complaining, at least never ever out loud. My face must tell them that I really care, but my thoughts turn to shopping, laundry, or when I'll wash my hair. Oh, just go tell it to your shrink, 'cause that's exactly why she's there. Yeah, yeah. I think I'm gonna move into a bubble. Yeah, it sounds very, very good to me. No more wading through the rubble of everyone's dead weight. Come down on me. Because of you. If it's broken, fix it. If you hate it, ditch it. Just leave me alone and stop your griping. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your explanation's really such a bore, that I'm a sick, disturbed, unhealthy escapist to the core. Well, that may be what I call it, self-preservation. I just can't take it anymore. You see, I'm gonna move into a bubble where I used to visit maybe once a day. I just can't be troubled when those naysayers, when they have their say. I'm gonna move into a bubble, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna move into a bubble. I'm gonna move into my own bubble, yeah. I'm gonna move into a bubble.
Very nice.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of fun, and that's a lot of good lines to yeah. use on people
Thank
on that
you.
One.
It's pretty cathartic song, yeah. Needless to say.
How do you get your inspiration for your writing? Does the music come first, or the words, or does it depend on the number?
Yeah, you know, it's such a good question. It really does depend. When I first started writing, the music always came first, because my background is really jazz and classical, so that's always where my ears go. And even today, when I listen to any kind of music, whether it's, you know, hard rock, you know anything, folk, country, pop, I always hear the melody first, and often don't hear the lyrics until I listen to it a few times, which is kind of, just realized this about myself. But more recently, it seems that the tunes come together in a much more cohesive way when the lyrics, there's some semblance of a tune idea as far as lyrics go first. So I always keep a notebook with me, like I'm sure many of my songwriter colleagues do, just to have song ideas, or if someone says a really funny line or something that's very moving or poignant, I always keep notes. And then sometimes almost like poetry, a whole song will come to me and I'll write it in a journal and then end up, you know, putting it to music. Very often the words themselves can suggest rhythms and vibes, you know, sometimes they just sort of write themselves in a way. I hope that answers your question. It's a very vague craft, and it's different for everybody.
That's true, it is. It's different for everyone, but you do a great job putting it all together.
Well, thank you.
And like I said, I've been listening to this CD in my car for the last week and been singing along to it, although I don't. You do such a fine job. I put myself to shame and trying to follow along, but you...
Oh, no, it's your car. You're allowed to do whatever you want.
Within the rules.
That's true. There are laws. We know.
Okay. Well, you've got quite a schedule here coming up this summer, but not only do you have your CD release party at the Trinity House this Saturday, but next Saturday you're going to be part of the Green Street Fair.
Right, in downtown.
That's a Planet. Great, this is their third annual one.
That's right.
And one of our DJs is going to be out there for the day, John Bomarito,
who
does
the
Sunday morning show.
Terrific.
He's going to be out there working that. But you're going to be playing that night. Do you know what time you'll be playing at Coffee Bean?
Sure, I'm playing at 3, and there's music going on that day, I think from 11 until I want to say like 10 or 11. It's pretty much an all-day thing. And if the weather's nice, they're going to try to have music outside on their patio, which is really nice.
It's so nice that we're getting into that season where we can actually consider playing outside and having music in that environment. It's always so pleasant to be able to sit on the grass or bring the family down and enjoy a day.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, we brought you here to debut some of the music off your newest CD. Do you have some more for us?
I sure do.
Okay.
This next one... this one was inspired by an article I read about Mona Lisa, the subject of the famous painting, and they had, I guess some scholars in Heidelberg had discovered her true identity, which we know was sort of a mystery for many years, and all kinds of stories revolved around it, and they just said, well, she was a society lady, she was a baroness, and they named her full name, and that was kind of it. They just kind of put it away, and I thought, well, that's not very romantic, so I wanted to give her more of a story, so... So here it is. This is called Mona Lisa.
So many theories about you. So many theories, it would make your head spin. Everyone whispered and speculated. With bad hats at a garden party, they don't know what's true. I know you like I think I do, but they don't have a clue, no, that you could make him forget who he was and all the pain. Shy smile. He would never regret how he was moved for a precious while by the girl who came to see him with that shy, 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 shy smile. Experts thought they had you wrapped up, but they knew very little, not anything, Look how he heavily gazed at you until you asked him to stop. Well, it couldn't have been better if somebody planned it. The sweet silence between you that sat solid like granite. Such quiet while with sounds of the clicking of the brushes together, or the waves that erupted when they finally met the canvas. No, those things don't make it in the history books. They're just notes in the margins in those precious archives. It's still a secret story, yeah. The stuff of legends that enriches our lives. Who knows what's really true? It's only known between you two. Leave it at that. I think that we'll do.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if it's a coincidence, but the smile on your on the cover of your CD is very, very reminiscent of hers.
Wow, I had thought of that.
Just a kind of a shy little sweet smile there.
Interesting.
Nice photo.
Thank you very much.
Sound Truth is the name of the CD. And you're going to be celebrating the release of that. Is that what's happening this weekend?
That is what's happening on Saturday night at the Trinity House Theater in Livonia.
And the schedule you gave us goes all the way through almost the end of the year. Is this information available for people at a website or anything?
It certainly is. It's available on TracyCash.com, and Cash is spelled with a K. So it's TracyKash.com. And there's all kinds of good info there, including where the CD is available in the event people can't come to the release, which I know everybody can. Everyone in the world.
Well, it's a small, intimate
room.
It's
a small theater.
Well, it's always great seeing someone like you in a small, intimate theater.
It's a fun place to play. It's nice to be able to see people's faces.
So, but if they can't come down this Saturday, they can always get a hold of you on your website.
That's right. That's true. All kinds of good info there.
You've got several shows coming up this summer. It's nice, like I said, the festival season is in full swing and coming up, and it'll be great seeing you. Now, today you've got a small keyboard. Is this your usual instrument that you travel with?
For the most part, it's believe it or not, it's a full size, pretty much a full size keyboard with weighted keys. So it's got 88 keys. It's just kind of skinny. So it's great to be able to lug around, but it actually is a full size, as I'm sure Mr. White can attest to. He's the one who directed in here for me so kindly.
It does have a great sound.
Thank you.
Of a full piano.
Thank you. Yep, I'm glad it comes across well.
I see in your bio that you graduated, you're a studied flutist?
That's right, yes. I played a
flautist?
Either way is correct these days. It's, you know, the dictionary seems to be a very elastic document.
as people start tweeting and doing all that, you know, the language is just, you know,
it keeps
being
evolved. Or
evolving,
or
yes.
Shrinking. One or the other, I'm not sure.
Well, you've got a great sound.
Well, thank
and
you.
It's a real honor having you in the house. This is Tracy Cash Thomas, for those of you just tuning in. She's here celebrating a CD release happening at the Trinity House. And I want to mention again that if you're not able to make it to that show, that the third annual Green Street Fair is happening in Plymouth on Saturday, May 1st, and you'll be part of that event at the Plymouth Coffee Beanery, or just Coffee Bean.
Right. That's right.
And they have music quite a bit. It's nice to see the lineup that they have there. I try to announce it whenever I check it out. I search for what's happening around town. It's always nice to throw something that they're doing on the motor calendar from 4 to 5, because it's always some of the best acoustic and solo talent that we have in the city. So
yeah,
it's a great
absolutely
venue.
Yeah, they really always have a good schedule.
So
nice place.
Well, while we have you here, you have some more music for us.
I do. I actually, if it's okay, I have a brand new song that's not recorded yet. So if that's okay,
that's great.
I can get away from the new CD.
It's an exclusive.
It's an exclusive. Moving on to the next CD, which doesn't even exist. This is called Moments.
Well, it's those moments. Those little moments, those little gems that always mean the world to me. How so much action is somehow packed in to a small fraction of a lifetime's worthy fee. When you look at me while floating through the crowd, I just want to shout out loud. It's these moments just like this that really no one can resist, unless you're dead and lying cold beneath the shroud. It can be so very simple as a look, or a wicked ending to a trashy book. Simply conversations overheard can shatter me so I don't know where to look. See, it's those moments, those little moments, those little gems that always mean the world to me. How so much action is somehow packed in to a small fraction of a lifetime's worthy fee. See, it's those moments, those little moments, something nobody can ever take away. For just that moment before the torment, and I just know that things will never be the same. All these moments by themselves don't seem like much. They are small things like a wink or smile or touch. When I add them all together, they unhitch me from my tether. Those moments, those little moments, those little gems that always mean the world to me. How so much action is somehow packed in to a small fraction of a lifetime's worthy fee. See, it's those moments, those little moments, those little gems that always mean the world to me. Just that moment before the torment, and I just know that things will never be the same. Flying high above it all, looking down on life, it's all so big and hard to focus on. But it always gives me hope when peering through my microscope to see those moments that in concert spur me on. So when you life is empty and no good, you don't think you've lived the life you thought you would, simply scrapbook all those moments, and even you might seek atonement, 'cause you've squeezed all out of life a person could, with just those moments, those little moments.
little moments. It's something nobody can ever take away. For just that moment before the torment. And I just know that things will never be the same. Yes, I just know that things will never be the same.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
It was so European, gypsy almost.
Exactly.
Like. Oh,
exactly.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
And this is Tracy Cash Thomas. That was Moments, and that is an exclusive because it's not on any of your CDs.
Nope, brand new.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
I have to pull this off. What we do with the music when you come on live is we burn a copy of it for the station, and we have it in our library for people to play. And that's certainly something I'll be able to pull up and play on the Global Village Party.
That's great. Oh, so. I didn't even think about that. That's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. So, now, at Saturday night, you're going to have Luke Sayer with you.
That's right.
And you're going to be, he's performing first, and then you're going to do some stuff together at the end of the night, or?
Actually, you're right. His band is playing first. The funny thing is, yeah, we're kind of all smashing personnel together, because the guitar player who's playing with him on some songs is actually my guitar player, so we're kind of sharing him. So I'm gonna sing a little bit with Luke during his set, and if I can convince his accordionist Mark Iannacci to play with me on that song on Moments,
oh,
I think it would
I
be
could
great.
Really, I'm sure that would be.
So yeah, so we'll probably go back and forth collaborating on things between our two sets. So it should be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Well, you're playing solo today, and you have a full band a band with you on this CD. Who
right.
will be with you on Saturday night other than the Luke Sayer band?
Sure. That will be I'll have Mr. Pat Shanley on guitar, who also plays with Luke, and they were good buddies together when they were in Tangerine Trousers. And, excuse me, on bass I'll have Damon Warmack, who's definitely a staple in this town as far as bass players. He does a lot of playing with jazz players, R&B. And then on drums, Dave Marcaccio, who's a wonderful jazz drummer, and he just branches out, obviously, to do other things with singer-songwriters. So should be terrific.
All right, an even better reason for everybody to come on out Saturday night.
That's right. Yeah, they're terrific.
Yeah, and it's nice how the community can, the musicians kind of just swirl around and play with each other, and we have so many talented musicians that can just get up on stage, and even though he might not be familiar with the song Moments, a guy who's an accordion player, you know, who knows his stuff could definitely pick up on that song and pull it off.
Sure,
that'll be a sight to see and hear.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that, definitely.
Well, why don't we just have some more fun right here?
Okay, we can do that. Let's see. You have to be sort of careful what you tell a songwriter, or if you upset a songwriter, because you just never know what's going to be, you know, recorded, broadcast.
You never know.
This is one of those songs. This is another cathartic song. This is called "If You'd Only Picked Me."
Just the ones inside that big briefcase. Well, I was so
so good for you. Why can't you see what could have been like, baby, if you'd only picked me? Yeah, I was the girl for you. Anyone could plainly see, yeah, what you could have had, what you could have had, baby. Well, it's too late, so sorry. So you moved on to the cellist, a petty malcontent for sure. But she could clear a room with that glance of doom. She was a nasty little chore. Well, you never knew what would set her off, such a fragile mental state. Well, then you read in the papers of her felonious capers. She was wanted in 40 states. You know what? I read it was 48. Sorry, who you gonna talk to about how to zombie-proof your house? Who else but me would let you choose your chopsticks upside down? I can't believe you'd have more fun with anybody else but me. And if you change your mind, guess what? I won't come running, won't come running. No, 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 it's just way too late now. Say it again, I was so good for you. Why couldn't you see, yeah, what it could have been like, baby, if you'd only picked me? Yeah, well, I was the girl for you. Anyone could plainly see, yeah, what you could have had, what you could have had, babe. Well, it's too late, so sorry. I was so good for you, I was so good for you, yeah. Don't you know what it could have been like if you'd only picked me? Yeah, I was so good for you. Why couldn't you see what you could have had, what you could have had, babe? Well, it's too late, so sorry.
Thank you. That's another one of those that the writing is just so poignant. You really have, boy, I smile when I heard the some of the lines, you know, that you said in there. People I know.
Yes, isn't that amazing? I can identify with some of those things.
Well, this is great having you here in the house. We want to remind people that we're listening to Tracy Cash Thomas, who's got a CD out that is called Sound Truth. And you're going to be debuting this Saturday night at the Trinity House.
Wait a minute. She's debuting it right
here. You're right. We are. We are getting a sneak preview of it. And it's a pleasure having you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And remember that if you are unable to catch the whole show, or you want to share this show with others or re-listen to it and catch the whole thing, you can go to the WHFR website, click on the podcast button for the Motor Live Drive, go to today's date, which is Earth Day, April 22nd, 2010, and you can listen to it. And during Pledge Drive last week, a lot of people we were talking about, people were nervous about downloading files into their computer and not wanting to infect their computers. And our sound engineer was explaining to me that the podcasts are a real-time stream. You're not adding anything to your computer. You're just listening to it like you would a YouTube show or something. And it's harmless and easy. And you can check this show out later, because this is one that's, really got a great sound. We're really looked forward to having you, and we'd like to get some more music from you.
Well, all right. Thank you. Thanks again for having me. This is always so much fun. It really is. Let's see what to do. Well, you mentioned Hold My Hand, Zoe. Maybe I'll change gears a little bit and do that one.
Oh, nice.
This one I wrote for my friend's. She adopted a baby from Guatemala, And she said, you want to write a lullaby or something for me? And I thought, wow, a Guatemalan lullaby. So in my head, that's how it translated into this song. I don't know how authentic it is. Anyway, this is called Hold My Hand, Zoe.
Thank you for that. That's such a lovely song.
Thank you.
I remembered it from when you did it, with, you know, a little bit different.
Was it? I don't
last
remember.
Last time you were here. And as a newly step-grandmother for, that transcends just adoptions too.
Oh, sure.
All families in love.
Well, congratulations to you. That's exciting.
Thank you. So,
One question I've got for you, as a jazz and classical pianist, but you've won awards as a jazz singer.
Right.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What is up with that? That's a good question. No one's ever asked me that, so here we go. I guess in the past, I was living in New York for many years and Boston, and then I moved back to Michigan, where I'm originally from. And was really doing more jazz gigs. I write a lot of jazz music as well. And so a lot of times, you know, parties or events call for more of a sort of a jazzy feel. So I was doing a lot more jazz gigs than I am these days. So I guess I was sort of getting more into the jazz circle, and maybe that's where I was making more of a name for myself. But then I kind of have one foot sort of in this pop R&B, and then the other foot in jazz, and then sometimes they kind of mix together to form something. Jazz pop. I don't know.
Well, hey.
I'm looking for a word. I don't know.
Well, whatever keeps you working. There are many, many great pianists who have been known more for their vocals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. Mel Torme was one of them.
Yeah. Nat King Cole's a great pianist.
Nat King Cole, yep. That's next on my list.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, why don't we keep the music going?
Sure. Let's see. I was going to do a song. And I just totally blanked on how it starts, so I might just do another one.
I hope so.
Oh, I got it. Here it is. I got it. This is an older one. This is from my last CD. This is called Under the Bridge.
We would meet every night, whether wrong or right, even if it was raining. Shielded from all above, just you and me, my love. Don't know what we were gaining. Sometimes more of us came, it never was the same. From one night to another, we would talk of our dreams. Through the night we'd scheme, playing tricks on each other.
Under the Bridge by Tracy Cash Thomas, live in Motor Live Drive here on WHFR. You're a native Detroiter who went to school in Texas and worked in lived in New York for a while, but you've come back to Detroit to call it home.
That's right, I have.
It's nice to have you here, and proud to call you a fellow Detroiter.
Oh, it's great. And it's nice to be home.
You were nominated for several awards and won the Jazz Vocalist Award last year at the Michigan Music Awards, and wow, I can understand. There's stiff competition out there, but you really have a great, clean sound.
Thank you.
And
In fact, off your brand new CD, Sound Truth, could I request a song?
Sure.
In fact, I noticed The Blue About You. Yeah, could think you might be able to do that today?
I think I might. I can certainly give it a shot. Sure, I'll do that one for you. Thanks. Oh, that's not the right song. Boy, look at me. I'm just getting ahead of myself. Oh, that's terrible. Did I just totally mess up your podcast? Here we go. This is The Blue About You.
Very nice. You certainly write with your heart and your soul.
Thank you.
It's just very, very touching songs. This is Tracy Cash Thomas on the live drive at 5 today. And We've got a little bit more time. I want to remind listeners that next week we have the kind of Detroit rockin' band Brownstown. Bricktown Station coming in. They describe themselves as rockin' funky soul. And and the week after that, we've got Mick Bassett and the Marthas coming in. And that just is the kickoff of May. We've got an amazing month of May lined up for you. So be sure to tune in every Thursday at 5 to 6 when we do the Motor Live Drive and feature a live band in the studio every Thursday. Tracy, you're going to be debuting celebrating the CD release this Saturday night at the Trinity House along with Luke Sayers.
Right.
That's happening Saturday night. And then next Saturday, you've got the third annual Green Street Fair. You're going to be playing the Plymouth Coffee Bean about 3 in the afternoon, you said?
Right, that's correct.
On Saturday afternoon. And that event is great to bring the family and come and spend the day. Hopefully the weather is agreeable, and there's a lot of great music happening around that area that day. We want to thank you so much for coming in today, and we got probably a few more minutes to finish out the show. Is there something you could close out the show with?
I sure could. I just want to thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure, and it's always so nice to see you and Mr. White, so thank you. I'm going to go ahead and I'll finish up with something called To Think or Not to Think, just kind of a silly song. I could fill up my head with things that really matter. Instead, I choose to fill it up with mindless, senseless, stupid chatter. Is it 'cause I don't get what I need? Do I know what that's supposed to mean? Yeah, I can't be positive. No, whoa, 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 no. Tell me that I think too much and I analyze each waking moment. How I wish that I could be more like you to now turn off and switch my brain to cello. I think you're always talking way too much. Stopped and listened to yourself, yeah. You never talk again, no. Whoa, 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 whoa. There's a time for listening. There's a time for you to sing. There's a time to just sit back and let karma breathe and do its thing. But it takes a genius to figure out when to do which thing. When in doubt, I just bail out. But you shout from the rooftop. So yes, you do now, yeah, 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 yeah. When I hang with you, I swear my IQ dips down 10 points, but somehow you look smarter. How you stay so light is just so mysterious to me. I wish I knew your secret. There was a tonic to make it so. I guess there's one or two things I don't know. Please try to act surprised. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, that was great. I want to thank you, Tracy Cash Thomas, for coming in on the Motor Live Drive today, and wish you the best of luck Saturday night at the Trinity House for your CD release party.
Thank you so much.
Boy.
Looking forward.
Good luck with this CD, Sound Truth. People can check you out on your websites and get all the information. And like I said earlier, you've got quite a schedule this summer already posted on there.
Right, right.
And, boy, just keep doing what you're doing because it sounds great.
Thank you so much. That's so nice to hear. I really do appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's just been just a ball.
It's a pleasure having you here. Anyways, I want to remind people this is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Up next is Harmony of the Spheres. Filling in today, we have a substitute for Brian, and stay tuned for that here on the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn.